You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 162. And my guest on the show today is Dominique. Now, you know the formula if you've been listening to The Dream Show for long enough, or if you've listened to the 161 episodes before, that most of our shows involve having a guest on the show, and the guest brings a dream which I haven't listened to or heard or know anything about before we start recording, so that you get to hear me hearing the dream for the first time and going through that whole process as we interpret and analyze the dream and relate it to the dreamer's life, and then talk about how the dreamer can use that information or apply dream alchemy and go forward from there. So it's a really interesting process to listen to. And the other thing you might notice is that if you have listened to all 161 episodes before, you might think, Dominique, I know that name. Dominique has been on the show before, and as have several of our guests this year, our guests who have been on the show in the past. So if you'd like to be a guest on The Dream Show, all you have to do is go to my website. I'll give you the address in a minute, and basically fill in a very little form, a small form, that just says, I'd love to volunteer to be a guest on The Dream Show, to bring my dream show for you, to bring my dream to the show for you to record, to help everyone understand the process of dream analysis. It's something that you give, and we give our time and energy and create the podcasts and put them out there and do the physical maintenance of them and all of that stuff to make it available across the world to anyone that can get on the internet to learn about their dreams. Not only to learn about how to approach and analyze their dreams, but also sometimes simply just to listen in to someone like Dominique, having their dream analyzed, and listen to the insights that she draws from that. And it can be extremely inspiring just to listen to our guests and what they take from the dreams and what they want to share with you as a listener. So if you feel you'd like to take part in that process as a guest, you can do that. And the reason that we've started to say to some of our guests to return for another time is just that their episodes went down so well and they're putting up their hands. So this is Dominique today, and she brings when we started, just before we started recording, which we've done just now, she said, I was going to bring a certain dream to you, but I had quite a good dream last night. Can I do that? So we've done last night's dream. And it can also, or can be quite good to do last night's dream when you come on the show, because as you probably know, the dream reflects the last one or two days. So to bring a fresh dream to the dream show, we're really sitting in there with a guest looking back over the last couple of days and comparing the dream with what's happening in their life right now. But of course, also, if you've had a really dramatic dream, that can also be a time to contact me and say, I want to bring this dream to the dream show. I would love to know what you make of that. So before we hand you over to the conversation that we've just recorded between Dominique and me, I'll give you the website addresses, there's dream.net.au, but probably the main site to go to now is janetheresa.com. That's Theresa without an H. Or you can go straight to the Dream Store if you're looking to buy books, ebooks, consultations with me, analyst training, mentoring, whole heap of stuff. If you want to interact more with me confidentially or buy some stuff, go to the Dream Store. That's janetheresaanderson.com, or find me on Facebook. So here you go. Enjoy. Here's Dominique. Welcome to the Dream Show, Dominique.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
It's a great pleasure. It's wonderful to have a return guest. I think we've been doing the show so long now that some of our guests have come on for a second time, and I know that your episode was much loved last time and appreciated. So it was lovely when you put your hand up and said, can I come on the show again?
Yes, it is. It's really a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun just opening up and just jumping in. It's fun.
Oh, good. Well, we're here. Are you ready to jump?
Yes. Let's do this.
Okay. And I must say to everyone listening in that Dominique had a dream already, and then I know that you had a big dream last night, didn't you, Dominique? And you just said, which one will I go for? And I said, whichever one's on your mind now. And you said, I'm going to go with the dream I had last night.
Right, exactly.
So, what was it?
Well, interesting enough, I had a dream about a friend who got evicted from his apartment, or was going through. The marshals came and they went the process of gathering information to evict him from his apartment. So, where shall I begin? From the beginning?
The story always begins at the beginning.
Okay. So, in the dream, the part that stands out for me that I noted was that there's a car. I'm with two other people. I'm with a male and I'm with a female. And their names and faces are blurry. The male, he says, okay, we can get a car. I have a car. Jules, the person is to be evicted. Jules' car is here, so we can take his car. So the question is, but how are we going to take his car if we don't have a key? Oh, don't worry. The key is, in a side, so you can get the key and get in the car. So he gets the key from this hidden place, and the three of us get in the car. But because it's a two-door car, and interesting enough, there are three seats, not four. So there's two seats in the front and one in the back. And I said, well, I'm going to sit in the front because of my back. It's going to be too complicated to get into the back seat. Mm-hmm. So the young lady with us, she gets into the back seat, because it kind of looks like a spaceship. So then we get in the car and we drive quickly to Jules' apartment. And so we again find a key that's been hidden to get into his apartment, which he has the bare necessities, because the apartment he keeps for emergency purposes. The next, I think it was the next day, the court marshals come to assess the value of the items in his apartment, and because he's going to be evicted. And then we're told that that everything, that our personal items that were outside, that we had, for example, whatever clothes or computers, whatever that we took out of our bags, had to remain visible so that they can assess it. Mm. Which at that point, I began to dispute it, because I said, no, these are our things. And they said, well, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to appear in court to as a witness against Jules. And I said, no. I refuse to do this because he's my, I've known him for a very long time, since he was a very young man. And she said, oh, well, if that's possible, and looking at me with a question mark over my head. And I said, well, as an FYI, I look much older. I'm much older than I look. Mm. And the dream ends on that note.
Mm. And are you older than you look?
Yes, I am.
So that's a fact, not a dream thing.
Yes,
that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Lucky you.
Yes. That's why I was rather indignant.
I love it. So so Jules is a friend in real life, but in real life he's not facing eviction, is he?
Actually, I have no idea, because he lives in the United States and I haven't seen him in, oh gosh, I want to say at least maybe 8 or 9 years, but I don't believe he is, no.
That's good.
I have no reason to believe he is.
That's great. I was just checking, because we certainly wouldn't expect that. We wouldn't expect it to be a dream about Jules. I was just making sure, just by from the way you introduced the dream, I just wasn't sure if he was or not, so that's good to know. So the dream always reflects what's been going on for you in the day or two before, and the dream was last night, so you should be able to look back over the last 2 days as we go through this.
Right.
So you had a repeating motif there, didn't you? The key that was in a hidden place came up twice.
Right. Yes. Okay.
And that's in each there was a key for the car that you thought, where's the key? And then you found it in a hidden place and you were able to use it. And then when you turned up at Jules' apartment, it was the same. Where's the key? It's hidden in a place. You were able to use it. So often when a dream brings up the same symbol or a similar symbol as a repeat, it's a key symbol, but, you know, it is, isn't it? So it's very important. So there's something there about, and we will, of course, go into it more deeply, but there's something there right away zooming in on the key to something or how to get into something being something that was previously hidden, or that around the time of the dream you're beginning to get a sense of, oh, something you've been looking for or trying to do has been hidden, but you now know how to access it. So we're essentially... One of the issues in this dream is about accessing something within yourself that you're beginning to access. And that's why I think towards the end of the dream, this whole conflict is about, you know, the court martials come in and it's, well, what's his stuff? What's your stuff? Is he going to be evicted? We're assessing this. So there's a whole theme or issue going over there of where do you belong? Where do you not belong? Who's got the right to be where? Who's got the key to, who's allowed to open up and be in a place and who's locked out. So there's almost like a boundary issue thing going on there, but seeming to be weighed in the positive in your favor. So that's one of the themes, and we're going to go into it. But how does that sound so far?
Oh, that sounds really very juicy.
Oh, good. Juicy jewels.
Right. It's like
you've
got a theme.
Yeah, we've got a theme going here. So in the dream, you said Jules' apartment only had bare necessities because he used it for emergency purposes. So in the dream, did you have a feeling for what kind of emergencies he might use the apartment for?
Yes, if he was in town or if family or friend needed the apartment. So that's what it was kept for.
Right. So his home, his real home, was somewhere else, and quite
absolutely
safe.
Mm. Yes.
So it was to do with somewhere for him to be, and also for his family.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, Jules, as you just said, you haven't actually seen him for 8 or 9 years. Have you heard from him in that time?
The last time I would have seen him was, since that time, no.
Okay. So when someone comes into our dream like Jules, someone you know, the other thing we have to find out, because really this dream is all about Jules here in the dream, is we need to find out what he symbolizes. So we're going to go down two routes for this. And the first one is to ask that standard question of a person in your dream. Which three words would you use to describe Jules' personality or approach to life as you see it? In life, not in the dream.
Okay. In life, three words to describe Jules' approach to life would be to make money.
Yeah.
Exploit his creative artistic skills in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And to provide for his family.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. It's interesting that one of those also mentions his family, you know, to provide for his family. And you've said there that one of the functions of the emergency apartment was to be a place to house his family if need be.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sort of an overlap there, which is rather nice. Okay. Now, it's 8 or 9 years since you've seen him. Was that I'm still trying not to use the word key, but I will. Was that a key time in your life, 8 to 9 years ago, when you last saw him?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Hmm.
Yes.
You don't need to tell us everything if you don't want to, and you don't have to, but that last time you saw him, was that around any of those three things that you've mentioned, making money, exploiting creative and artistic skills in a positive way or providing for family?
Yes, it was. Yes, because in fact, at that particular time, he was launching a new product line. He's a clothes designer.
Ah.
So it was a new product line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting because you mentioned clothes at the end of the dream, don't you? When you were the court marshals wanted you to keep your clothes and computers visible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm. So the last time you saw him, he was in the midst of launching a clothing line, and that was around making money, exploiting his creative and artistic potential and providing for his family. So, you know, it's almost like we've got a double confirmation here. It's most likely that Jules in your dream represents those things. You know, your dreaming mind has gone, quick, I need a symbol for making money or exploiting my creative artistic skills in a positive way or providing my family. I need a good symbol for this, And your dream mind's going, how about Jules?
Right.
How about Jules? That's good. So we go to the beginning of the dream, right at the top, and there's a car. There's an unknown male, an unknown female, and you wanting to get in the car and go somewhere.
Right.
So at that time, at the beginning of the dream, did you know you were going to Jules' apartment?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
What? Where did you think you were going?
I don't know. I think it was revealed during the drive. You know, I think it was revealed during the drive. Okay, we have the car, so we can also go to his apartment. So I think everything was revealed and kind of on the spot at the moment.
So you were the passenger along for the ride in many ways then?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did you say the car was like a spaceship?
Yes, it seemed that way, simply because of you don't see very many cars with two seats in the front and one in the back, which is in the middle.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a T shape.
Mm.
When you look at it from the inside.
Mm.
It's, yeah.
A T shape. Well, without thinking too hard, what's the T-shape mean to you? What else comes in the T-shape? Nothing may jump out or something may jump out.
The first one, nothing jumped out for me.
Okay. We might just put that there and it might come up again, the T-shape. So if this car had a personality, what would that be, do you think? You can just play with this, Dominique.
Okay. What would her if it had a personality, what would its personality be?
Mm.
Someone who is ready, quick to start up, quick to go. Because the car started right out. Available.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's great. It was so available that you didn't even have to have a plan. You just turned up and sat in the passenger seat and it all happened.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like the way there that you said quick to start up and then said to go, because start up is, of course, a term in business as well, isn't it? A start up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you were talking about Jules launching a new product line, and you're talking about exploiting creative and artistic skills positively. They're kind of, it may or may not be a link, a startup there, which is quite interesting. So just a few other questions. I know you said the male and the female were a bit blurry, and I'm most interested to begin with the male, because he's the one that does seem to know where you're going. Even though he's blurry and still just being playful, Dominique, what would you say, what energy did you get from him, you know, his personality or the feel of him? What would you say?
Take charge. Take charge, yes. Yes, male, definitely take charge.
In a nice way?
Yes. Take charge, provide security, take charge, provide security and assurance, you know, there was no arrogance. It was really, like a father, would provide for his children, you know, in that way. It's like, don't worry. Okay, come on. Let's go. I've got this. Don't worry. We're going to do it. It's going to get done. Okay. And everyone feels good and not someone who's taking up all the space and you can't breathe.
Yes, that's so lovely. It's not someone taking up all the space so that you can't breathe. And you described the car as being like a spaceship.
Right.
So we're playing with that word space there again. So even though you saw the car as a spaceship, you kind of described it almost in the back as only being a one-seater in the back, which is actually less space. You saw it as a spaceship, and you've described him as someone who provides a good space, not someone who uses up all the space and everybody else feels squashed. So there is, you know, in dreams, there's sometimes plays on words and recurring themes. So that's another one that's coming in there. Okay, so we've got a car that also looks like a spaceship, Dominique. And you've just mentioned that this man in charge is someone who's in charge in a really good way, who knows where he's going, knows what he's doing. You all feel safe and secure. And more than that, you feel you're in a lovely space with someone who is giving you your space. It's not taking away your space as a result of taking charge. So that play on words with being in the spaceship car, and that is really a key thing at the moment. Now, the woman in the back of the car, the blurry lady in the back, same playfulness. What energy or feeling did you get from her?
The energy that I get from her is someone as well who's she's there to provide us with support. She's not controlling, she's not overbearing, but it's, you know, her presence is, I'm here as well. We're in this together.
Oh, lovely.
So it's support.
Now, that's really interesting because you mentioned that you wanted to be in the front seat because of your back.
Yes.
And your back, amongst many things, well, it is about support. Physically in the body, in the skeleton, the back and the muscles support you.
Yes.
So it's interesting that you refer to that in the dream. Whether or not you also have back issues, it's an important thing in the dream to mention. So support is an issue here too. And you're making sure that you've got good supporting characters around you there in the dream, but you're also being quite assertive and speaking out nicely for yourself that, yes, I'm going to sit in the front because I have got a bit of a back issue. I do want the support, but I'm going to be right up here in the front with comfortable support, and I feel good in the space that I'm in, and let's go.
Yes.
So can you see, even at the beginning of the dream here, we've got a lot of recurring themes, and each time these parts of the dream seem similar, they're reinforcing each other and reinforcing the analysis. So just going over the very beginning part of the dream and describing it in different words, it's, okay, my dream is about the last couple of days and I feel that I'm about to go somewhere really good. I'm feeling supported. It all feels a bit unknown, but I don't mind not knowing exactly the details of where I'm going. I'm feeling supported in every way. I feel like I've got my space. I feel like I've got space to breathe, and I feel like I'm ready to go, and I feel like I know what I'm doing, even if I don't exactly know the details of the plan. I feel really good. And hey, oh dear, where's the key? Oh, it's easy. Here it is in this hidden place. Let's go. So that hidden place there tells me that up until now, you may have wanted to feel like that, but you didn't have the key. It was hidden from you. But now the turning point, the difference is that suddenly you do have the key. You do have access. You do have a way of going, okay, all right, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yes.
So are you relating to this at the moment?
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's fantastic. So even without doing the rest of the dream, which we're certainly going to do, there's that feeling of, you know, you can go forward with that positive energy of the beginning of the dream and go, I'm on the right track.
Yes.
simply because although there's a lot of conflict in the dream, it does turn out good with you being quite assertive and deciding what you will or will not do, what you will testify, and that you know, that you're older than you look and all those things. So it's got a kind of positive ending, but we're going to go through that middly bit now. So most dreams have a conflict in them, and this is what we're sorting out now. So you've got all that going for you. Yes, I know where I'm going. I don't need to know the exact details of the plan. My confidence, my new feeling of being comfortable in a space of my own and being comfortable to a certain extent with mystery and the unknown is all that I need. I have the feeling of support. I'm ready to go. But I couldn't access that key before, but I've got it now. And here we go. Let's go do it. And this attitude brings me to Jules' apartment. So it's really bringing me to Jules, who also symbolizes making money, exploiting my, Dominique's, creative, artistic skills in a positive way and providing for my family. So we know that this is what you want to achieve by taking this stance. Yes, I'm ready to do all those things. And even in an emergency situation, I want to be able to, you know, provide for my children and my family, because in a sense, that's what Jules' apartment is about too. And yes, again, where's the key? Oh, up till now it's been hidden, but never mind. Here's the key. Let's go in. So it's all positive up till now. And then at the last hurdle, just when it's looking really good, boom, 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 the court marshals.
At least they're nice enough to want to assess and don't throw us out straight away.
Oh, and that's good, isn't it? So that's an important point. So what we will often do, and I'm sure you can endorse this, Dominique, and I'm sure everybody listening in can, that when you really make a bit of a breakthrough, which it sounds like you've done, we're all fired up, we're all steam ahead, and the first thing that we'll encounter is an old resistance. It's almost like, yeah, come on, show me all my old resistances and I'm going to blast through. Or maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm going to fall at this one. But, you know, bring it all on. Let's see what the old excuses were. Let's see what the old difficulties were. Let's deal with them. And that's really what's happening there with the court martials. It's like, uh-oh, that's right. I forgot I didn't want to find the key before because I didn't want to go through all this self-assessment procedure.
Right, yeah, that's always the difficult part.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, yes. You know, and I got that because you just said the court martials were there to assess. But you said, and I loved that, they were actually really nice people and they were assessing you, not taking your stuff away from you, but assessing you in a good and fair way. Is that what you said?
Yes, more or less.
Mm-hmm. Fairish, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you think of everyone and everything in a dream as representing something about you, these court martials represent a part of yourself that is going, yep, but hang on a minute, Dominique. Let's just assess the situation. Let's have a good look at you. Can you really do what you think you're ready to do?
Mm-hmm.
And what they're really assessing in the dream is not so much you, but Jules. So what this means is it is you assessing you, but it's you assessing the part of yourself that we're interested in that is symbolized by Jules. We're assessing your ability to make money, your ability to provide for your family, and your ability to exploit your creative and artistic skills to positive advantage. So it's almost like you can do this, but it's almost like you're unconscious bringing up the last resistance, like prove it to me then.
Right. Bring it on home.
Yeah, bring it on home, girl. And I like her that you're kind of okay with them doing Jules stuff, but you're really firm on making sure that your clothes and your computer, the stuff that you've bought with you, are not in the assessment.
Yes.
Yeah. The stuff you've brought in, the stuff you've brought in from outside, the stuff you brought with you on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost to me like saying there's been a recent journey you've been through, Dominique, where you have acquired the clothes. Let's say that's the image, maybe. Where you've acquired the computer. Let's say that's the means to the end. I don't know. The work. These are the recent things that you have acquired. It's like they're not part of the assessment. I am absolutely confident about those. Look, I have brought these into the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the last stand at the end where you decide what you will and you won't do, and you won't go to court. You're not going to be part of this assessment. In the nicest possible way, I hold my space. I'm not going to be part of this assessment procedure. I know what I'm doing. I'm older than I look. Also, even though that's a waking life thing, also means I'm wiser than I look.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that can also mean a message to you. You know, when you look in the mirror and you see your beautiful young face looking back, you can say to yourself, I'm so glad that I look young, but I must remember I am wise. I am so wise.
Yes, that affirmation. Yes, I am wise. I look young, but I am very wise.
Yes.
There's a lot of experience there. Just because there's not the age showing in the face does not mean that there isn't any wisdom there.
Exactly. In fact, maybe you've got a secret wisdom that also enables you to stay looking young.
The secret cream.
Yeah, but seriously, that's right. And you know, and often too, the energy of a person can make them look younger than they are. You know, someone that's feeling dragged down and feeling old can also look older. So, you know, there's so many things. But wisdom is a different thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So remembering that a dream doesn't tell you what to do, it simply reflects back to you yourself as you are, like a snapshot in time of the last couple of days. But that snapshot gives you information, a deeper information than you're usually aware of during the day. So it gives you the unconscious side. It shows you the dynamics a bit more clearly. In your case, shows you that no matter how much you're willing to embrace the mystery and just go for it, and obviously clearly have all the skills, that extra information that there is still a bit of self-assessment and am I really good enough going on there inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that looking at a dream and relating to it in that way can give you that extra information that is helpful in deciding how to go ahead from here. So how do you feel at the moment about how that relates to what's been going on in your life the last couple of days?
Well, actually, it relates quite well. because when I, in actuality, I have some projects that I'm working on, and the feeling of I'm not good enough still comes up.
Hmm.
You know, it's still a running theme in my life. And in fact, interesting enough, I was just meditating on that last night.
Before the dream.
Mm. Yes, yesterday evening, after doing my evening prayers, then I took 15 minutes to meditate on that. And then I went for a walk. And as I was walking, I was just reminding myself, I am enough. And parallel to that, I was thinking about what I want to do, what I have in place, and then versus, you know, strategizing or worrying about the outcome, I was more just telling myself, well, let's see how would I feel when I know that how the feeling of the end result of achieving what I want. So I said, okay, let's focus on that. I am enough. And wow, how exciting it's going to feel when I say, I've done this. Look, I have this, something concrete, and that made me feel really good.
That is wonderful. So that is not only a wonderful procedure to go through, but the dream totally reflected that, didn't it? At the very beginning, like, yes, I'm on the journey. I'm focusing on the feeling that I'm going to have without necessarily having the step-by-step plan.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling supported.
Right. Yeah, that's really interesting how without your help, I probably would never have come to this conclusion. I mean, you have revealed so much. You know, I'm thinking it's just a simple dream, but Jewel getting evicted. What is that all about?
You know? Always get deep into a dream.
yes. And there's so much. It's a very meaty dream, which is all about not the different aspects of me and the things that I'm actually doing at the present moment.
That's right, it is. And I think it it gives you a little bit more information too, because you went to sleep with all of those feelings, and it brought up Jules as a symbol, which I do want to come back to again in a minute. But it also showed you that because that key has been hidden in the past, but twice in the dream you found it, it's saying that, yes, this isn't just a dream you've got or a vision that you can't do. Your unconscious mind is going, yeah, I get it, I've got the key. In case you missed that, let's do that again in the dream. Yes, I've got it. This has been something that's been hidden from you before, but I've got the key and I'm using it. And as long as I can not slip back with that self-assessment thing, which is going to get me nowhere other than lots of worry, then, it's your unconscious mind is with you. It's not just, the dream isn't just reflecting the meditation and the decisions. The dream is doing those. But on a deeper level, it's saying, well, your unconscious really hasn't got an issue with this. It's trying to have an issue with self-assessment, but you're overcoming that. And, you know, I think, too, the bottom line is, for any of us, what if you do all of that and you're a major flop, an absolute disaster, a complete and utter failure? Well, it's not going to happen to you, Dominique, but even if it did, you did it. You carried out the plan. You know? So what I'm saying is, what is there to lose in any way? Why the self-assessment thing? You've probably done decades of that. You don't need that anymore. Just go and do it. And the other lovely thing that your dream brought up for you that you might not have been so aware of during your meditation and your walk is that issue of the space. It's like it's saying your unconscious mind is going, yes, it's really important to me to have a space that feels like my own, of being in connection with other people without feeling them pressing in on me, having space to express myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, Jules, how is Jules in those kind of qualities? Does he map out his plan step by step by step, or does he have the end vision and the end feeling and confidently basically go for it?
I would say, based on his character, that he's the kind of person that always has a project and knows more or less how he's going to get there from A to Z.
He knows all the details.
He knows all the details, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he'll have all the details, including an emergency apartment just in case it all goes wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that in a sense, that symbol of Jules there could be, look, you can put all that into action, you can have all those details from A to Z, and yet you can still get the court martials come up and go through all this stuff, so why not just do it anyway?
Right, yeah.
I'm still interested in that T shape. None of your projects has got anything to do with a T or a letter T or starting with a T?
Training.
Yeah.
Yes. A project to do a training.
Well,
yes.
does indeed begin with a T.
Definitely begins with the T, ends with the G. Yeah, that's right.
And that's
interesting.
And that comes under the umbrella of the creative and artistic skills and using them in a positive way.
Yes.
Good, that's lovely. I just had the feeling that there was more to that card with you mentioning the T shape. You know, you mentioned T rather than bubble or a triangular. So often when you're talking about a dream, your unconscious mind will join in and give extra clues. So before we move on to a dream alchemy, is there anything else that you would like to ask about the dream?
No, I can't think of any questions. I just I will certainly look forward to hearing this live. But it's I just love how you picked it apart, mm-hmm. and there's just so much positivity in the dream.
Mm. That's good, because you know one of the good reasons to look into a dream when you're making a positive step in your life is to look and say, I may feel positively consciously, but has my unconscious mind got an objection that I don't know about? Is my unconscious mind going to sabotage all my good intentions? And so, you know, it can be good to look into a dream and say, okay, let's look at my mindset. Let's look at my unconscious mindset. Where are the possible sabotage points? And we've been able to do that with where there's this very possible minor sabotage point with self-assessment. But because at the end of the dream, you basically stood your ground and you came out with that wonderful, I'm older than I look, I'm wiser than I look, I don't have to go to court to justify this whole thing, I don't have to be a witness to anything, I don't have to witness my own stuff, I know that I'm good enough, I can just get on and do it.
Right, there's the affirmation of it right there
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, apart from the obvious of just go ahead and do it, Dominique, and bear those things in mind, I would say the dream alchemy process, which is just explaining for listeners who may be listening to this for the first time, what we do is we analyze a dream, and then the dream alchemy part is where you say, if there's something that the dream has revealed that particularly an unconscious belief or potential sabotage that we want to change, so that everything works out well, we apply this process called dream alchemy, which may be a visualization, it may be artwork, it may be a writing exercise, it may be an affirmation. It can be all kinds of things, but the dream alchemy exercise is basically transforming one or more of the dream symbols so that you then are talking to your unconscious mind using its own language. But in your case, because it's all looking so positive, what I really would like you to do is just slightly change that last sentence. So you probably say a lot in life, I'm older than I look, honey.
Right.
I'd like you to change that to, I'm wiser than I look, because you probably look wise as well. How would you like to slightly tweak that last sentence that would work for you, that you could look in the mirror and assure yourself of your deep wisdom and therefore not the need to go through more sabotaging self-evaluation in order to continue with this project? What statement sounds a bit like I'm older than I look, but moves it up a bit, a step in the wisdom?
I can't seem to come up with a I'm wiser, older than I look. It's like, no, something. I can't think of something off
it's
the top.
It's all right, because I've got something for you instead.
Okay.
Because twice in the dream you were wondering where the key was and found it in the hidden place. Let's say the key to anything you ever need to do in life is in the hidden place of your wisdom deep inside you. So all you have to do anytime you're not sure is imagine just putting your hand in your pocket, which is a hidden place, and bringing out the key and saying, see, I told you I was wise. Okay, so what we're doing is taking the theme from the dream. Your unconscious mind loves that symbol of finding a key in a hidden place, of always having access to it, which is definitely what you want in the face of an eviction. You want to have access to the key, not to be evicted without and locked out. So it's a strong symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a visualization that you do maybe 20 or 30 times a day for a couple of weeks, where you even stand up and physically put your hand in your pocket or in an imaginary pocket and say to yourself, I have the key. It's hidden in my deep wisdom. I always have the key. I'm very wise. Words to that effect.
Okay.
So that in any situation while you're launching your project, if you hear any part of yourself question yourself or start to self-evaluate in a negative way, to stop. Even just put your hand in your pocket. No one will know if you're in company. And quietly say to yourself, I have the key hidden in my deepest wisdom. I'm very wise. And just know that whether or not you get an answer straight away, you do know. You do know. and you do know.
Okay. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love it because it's lovely and simple.
Right. I have the key hidden in my deepest consciousness.
That's right, because that's where you're very, very wise, and it will always let you have it. Mm-hmm. We know that because it lets you have it twice in the dream.
Right, yes. Here it is. Here it is again.
Yeah, that's right. That's key to everything.
Wow, that's beautiful. What a so energetic to start the morning. Yes, I've got the key. I got power.
Better record the song to go with it.
Right.
Hit the streets, enjoy that.
Yes.
No, thanks so much. Let me know how you go with this new training project. I'd love to know. And if at any stage you'd like to share what happens with our audience, let me know, and let me know if I can share. But thank you so much, you and the key. And thank you for not only being a guest on the Dream Show, but inspiring us and all the listeners as well with your dream and your wonderful, creative, artistic, positive skills that you've got.
That's wonderful. Thank you again for interpreting this dream. I'm so happy that I had it. It's a feel good dream now that you have interpreted it. It's really a very feel good dream, and I particularly like how you highlight about the key, for example, in Buddhism, they say that, we're looking for something, and what we're looking for is within us.
Yes.
We're looking outside, but it's already there. And the key is symbolic and it's symbolic in that way. What I'm looking for, it's not outside of me. The key is there, and you're telling me in the end, to just remind yourself, put your hand in your pocket.
Yes.
Everything that you need, you have this key, in quotes, is actually you, which is inside of you. That's how I would sum that up as
well. That is beautifully summed up, just perfectly. The Buddha's key, without which, and so, you can never be evicted on the theme. So we can't, unless we choose to evict ourselves, you're no good, get out of here, I'm not going to pick out the key. Our sense of home is also what you're describing there. Everything is within, my whole home. You can't evict me from this in the Buddha sense, as you're saying, this is me, this is it.
Right.
I am here, I have the space. Yeah.
Right. Yes, because we're looking at the physical, but here how you've highlighted it, it's really it's so powerful, because you're really honing in on Dominique. You have the key.
Mm-hmm.
The apartment, the car, these are physical things, but everything that you want, you already have it. The money making, the exploiting my creative skills, family, all those things. Whatever it is that you want to do, you have it. You can do it. The key is there. You have the key.
Yes.
So thank you. What a wonderful day. Thank you very much. I am so appreciative and glad that I could share this dream with you and all of your listeners.
We're appreciative that you did. Thank you so much, Dominique.
All right. You have a good day. And
thank
I
you.
Look to talk to you again soon.
Thank
okay?
you. Me too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Everything you need to know is inside you. So, Dominique's bottom line there that her dream so beautifully presented is one of those spiritual insights that is actually available to all of us. So that's one of many, many things to take away from that. I hope you enjoyed it. Once again, the website's dream.net.au, janeteresa.com, or the Dream Store at janeteresaanderson.com, or go to Facebook and like, share. Have a wonderful month, and the next episode 163, is due out on the 3rd of April. That's 2015 if you're listening to this in real time. If not, you can go back and listen to all the episodes at janeteresa.com. Just click podcasts or subscribe on iTunes, where you'll always get the last 10 episodes. Have a lovely month. I'll speak to you next month. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one in the Lifestyle Pod Network section of iTunes.